this text from Matthew's 21st chapter, I want to just magnify one verse today as our key verse as God get ready to speak to our hearts. Verse 10, walk with me back to that verse 10. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? What would they do with this topic? Do you know the man? Do you know the man? And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Do you know the man on this Palm Sunday? Do you know the man? How can you know Jesus today? I have a witness. Y'all know him. Y'all really, really know him. Who is it to you? More than ever today, folks need to make up their minds who Jesus is to them. Some serve him when they feel like it. Go to church when they feel like it. Go to Bible study when they feel like it. Pay the tithe when they feel like it. Some sit in church and act like God ain't never done anything for them. Nobody did. You know, some folk, they too cute to praise. They too stuck up to say amen. Can I preach this? Some folk are just flat out confused about who Jesus is. Some even have the audacity to say they have a relationship with God, but they don't believe in Jesus. I have to leave that one alone. They were confused by it on the first Palm Sunday, affectionately called the triumphant entry. I say Jesus showed up and showed out. Finally, he bust out. Let me keep it a little low up at that point. He bust out. So look, I am him. Yeah. Jesus' disciples were confused. They did not understand how the same Jesus who always liked to be anonymous was now making himself the center of attention. The people in Jerusalem were confused. They misunderstood Jesus. They recognized him as a king, but they expected a political kingdom, not a spiritual kingdom. Well, y'all gonna pray with me a little while? At least for a moment, they acknowledged him as king. The Pharisees were confused. Yeah, they were. They only understood one thing. That if this Jesus who they were praising, this Jesus who had been teaching, if he was not stopped, he would destroy their religious empire and their religious system. A lot of people are like that today. They are afraid that Jesus will destroy their worldly system. You know, mess up their comfort zones. A lot of us are afraid that Jesus will mess up our groups. So some have problems accepting Jesus for who he really is. Do you know the man? Back then, they welcomed him with branches of trees and palms, the symbol of victory. How will you welcome him today? I'll ask him one more time. Maybe you're joining. How will you welcome him today? have branches and palms in our hearts today as we give him praise. As we shout, Hosanna! Do you know the man today? Who is he to you today? Being omniscient. How many of y'all know he's omniscient?
Yes.
Somebody say, yeah, Pastor, he's also omnipotent and omnipresent. Yeah, he all that too. Yeah. But being omniscient, everything happened exactly like Jesus said it would. They brought back the donkeys. One interesting thing I saw is that although the donkey had never been ridden before, it never bucked or balked at carrying Jesus. What are you talking about, brother? Well, even the donkey must have sensed it was carrying somebody special. Thank you, Lord. On what we call Palm Sunday, Jesus made a dramatic entrance into Jerusalem. As he rolled into the city, there lay in his path were cloves and palm branches. Now, they didn't have confetti back then, but they celebrated Jesus with a big parade using palm branches. How are you celebrating Jesus today? Yeah, we get better. We get better. You may not have brought any palm branches today, but you should have brought your praise.
Amen.
How many of y'all want to praise with you?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hosanna! Do you know the man? Do you know the man?
Yes, Lord.
Let's see what God has to say. God's going to leave you a few things. Is that all right?
Go ahead.
First thing is this. He's a king to be respected. Yeah, he is. Do you know the man? No, first, he's a king to be respected. Am I right?
Yes.
Come on, let's pick up the word. Pick up that verse 6 with me. Let's read a couple of verses. Say, so the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. Disciples went and did what Jesus commanded. Then they laid the clothes on them and put Jesus on top of them. How many of y'all know that Jesus is worthy of reverence? Yeah, he's worthy to be riding high. Am I right? How many are willing to lay your clothes down for it? We sometimes waver in our obedience. Don't we? We waver in our obedience to him. If he's your king, then give him the respect due him.
Thank you, Lord.
We find here Jesus exercising his kingly authority. Yeah, yeah. He's coming out. He's coming out. He is forcing the issue now. He's in full control. He forces folk to act when and how he chooses. He enters the city unobstructively. He cleanses the temple. He challenges his accusers. He's more kingly now than ever. As he prepares to go to the cross. Do you know the man? If he's your king, then give him the respect he's due.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Are you willing to go where he says go?
Amen.
Are you willing to do when he says do? On this Palm Sunday, he needs all of us to go on an errand for him. Not for two donkeys, but for two lost souls. Is that all right? He wants you to go bring two lost souls back to him. Who's willing to go on an errand for Jesus today?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Even in rough times, even through trials and tribulations, you got to give him the respect due him. Don't let the only time that his name comes on your lips is when you're in trouble.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And whatever you do, don't be like the fool on the cross. You know, the one on the side of Jesus who challenged his power. None of this, if you were God, didn't show me stuff. You ought to be saying, I know you're God. I know you got all power. And I know you can make a way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's a quick story of a group of children who were lining up for lunch in the cafeteria of a religious-based school. At the head of the table was a bowl of juicy apples. The supervising nun wrote a note and placed it next to the apples. Take only one, God is watching. At the other end of the table was a large pile of chocolate-coated biscuits. A child then wrote a note and put it next to the plate of chocolate biscuits. Take as many as you want. God is watching the apples. Even children know when to give God the respect that he's due in their own little way. Yeah, even if your king, give him the respect that he's due. Do you know the man today? Do you? Too many Christians living like they don't know him, living like they despise him instead of respecting him. If he's your king, give him the respect he's due. To quiet him.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you know the man?
Yes.
First of all, he's a king to be respected. A king to what?
Be respected.
He's a king, y'all, to be respected. The second thing is this. Not only is he a king to be respected, but the second thing is he's a Lord to be praised.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. We can't get through this one with no quietness. He's a Lord to be what?
Praised.
Come on, pick up the word. Watch this. Pick up the verse 8 with me. It's Palm Sunday, y'all. Look at that verse 8. And a very great multitude. Sound like a lot of folk.
Yes.
A very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the highest. He's the Lord to be praised. How many of y'all know that Jesus is Lord? And that he deserves every bit of our praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't be like the folk back then, the same folk on that Palm Sunday who shouted his praises, but the same folk yelling, crucify him a few days later. Some folk go to church on Sunday. They praise and worship on Sunday. Then raise hell on Monday. While some were obeying Jesus, while some were praising him, others were plotting to kill him. Pharisees, where are you? While some were laying their their clothes down before him and laying palm branches before him. Others were stabbing him in his back. Judas, where are you? If he's your Lord, if he's the Lord of your life, don't pray in the day and disobey and dismiss him tomorrow.
Amen.
Go to church. Go to Bible school. Go to Bible study. Pay your tithes regularly. If he's your Lord today, give him some praise. He bore our sins on that cross. Give him some praise. To be praised. Am I right? He's the Lord to be praised. Even today, folk need to make up their minds. Either they're going to praise him or not. Either they're going to bless him or curse him. Make a choice today. Don't pray in the day and crucify him tomorrow. What side of the cross are you on today? How are you living today? Do you know the man? He's the Lord to be praised. Have you recognized his presence in your life? Are you willing to say, Lord, take my problem. Lord, take my burden. Lord, take my sin. Do you know the man?
Lord.
There's a story of a man whose name was John Newton, who was a rough, dirty sailor with a foul mouth and a reputation for living a rotten life. He became a captain of a slave ship. He hated everybody and everybody hated him. Then one day, he got saved and accepted Jesus as his Lord and his Savior. He became a preacher and he went all over the world sharing his faith. He preached well past his retirement age and he had to have an assistant stand in the pulpit with him on Sundays. He was nearly blind and spoke in whispers, but nothing could keep him from preaching while he still had breath. One Sunday, while delivering the message, he repeated the sentence, Jesus Christ is precious. His helper whispered to him, but you have already said that twice. John Newton turned to the helper and said loudly, yes, I've said it twice, and I'm going to say it again. The old church building seemed to speak as the preacher said one more time, Jesus is precious. Do you know the man? Who is it to you? And will you praise him no matter what? Oh, thank you, Lord. Life is about choices, and you got to choose to praise him today. You got to choose to praise him today. I'm going to stay right there. You got to choose to praise him today. Make sure he's your Lord today. Do you know the man? First of all, he's a king to be respected. And second of all, he's a Lord to be praised. And the last thing God's going to leave you with is this. He's a Savior to be known. He's a Savior to be known. Come on, let's pick up the word and take it on home. Verse 10 says, and when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Church, he's a savior to be known. Before we go any further, let it be known to the entire world that Jesus is not just a prophet. He's a savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody needs to know him.
Everybody.
He's a savior to be known.
Thank you, Lord.
Who knows Jesus today?
Amen.
Yeah. The man from Galilee. The man who died on a tree.
Yes.
This man is a savior to be known. Not only that, this man is the only begotten son. This man came to die for our sins. This man had to carry his own rugged cross. Anybody know who I'm talking about?
Jesus.
And his name is?
Jesus.
He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's a healer and a deliverer. Do you know the man? If you ask him who he is, he will tell you I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Nobody
get to come to my Father unless they come through me. Am I all right? Do you know the man? Have you praised him for who he is? Have you thanked him for what he's done? Have you cried out, Hosanna today?
Hosanna!
Can you praise him? Just a little while.
Well,
can I praise him? Just a little while. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for me. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. For one more day. Greater man is Moses was. Moses didn't die for me. Greater man is John the Baptist was. John the Baptist didn't die for me. A greater man as Elijah was. Elijah didn't die for me. A greater man as Paul was. Pray them, cause he's worthy. He's worthy. belongs to him. Give him some glory. Give him some praise. Do you know the man? I said, do you know the man? I said, do you know the man from Galilee? I wanna know, do you know the man from Galilee? Well, Jesus is a mighty good doctor. I said, Jesus is a mighty good doctor. Jesus is a mighty good doctor from Galilee. I said, do you know the man? I said, do you know the man? Hey, hey, do you know the man from Galilee? Well, he walked out on the water and he calmed the raging sea. I want to know, do you know the man from Galilee? Give us some praise. Give us some glory. Give us some honor. Thank you, Lord. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Praises to God in the highest. He's worthy, I tell you. He's worthy to be praised. Let us stand on our feet. As we come to our invitation discipleship today, 249, my God is real.